And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick Moose-Batsford. I'm the Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date is Thursday, 27th of November. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas, strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Last one, I've got CHA.
Chart from hell if you're a bull. See this gap down at the beginning of the week, another gap down, but it looks as though it was a flush out, not the end of the line for the shares, because also the low here was above the 200-day moving average. That's an interesting charting situation to look at there.
Okay. Just wrapping up this segment, Manoj. End of year rally on the cards?
I think we've had a fairly good rally already. There's still potential there, momentum there to squeeze a little bit higher, maybe up to 6,900 in the FTSE. But I think 2015 is going to be volatile. We've got the prospect of raised rates in the US as well. So I think that's going to add to the volatility. If China continues to show signs of slowing down as well, you know, that can only add to the choppiness of the markets that we've seen in the last couple of months.
Technically speaking, rally?
Well, I'd love to be the person who called a new record high on the FTSE. Obviously,
which you did in April and May, didn't you?
Which
didn't happen.
We had a temporary intraday high, I think, at some point this year. But obviously then there was, you know, the whole, you know, Ebola, and there was Putin, and there was all sorts of other disasters. But if the oil price does stabilise at least a little, I think we could get through to new highs.
Well, hang around. We're going to take a first break, but we've got Malcolm Graham Wood on 20 minutes of oil analysis at circa 20 to 11. Right, Zach Mir, PR Master Investor, thank you for your charting and technical levels. Manoj Ladwa, partner, TJM Partners, thank you very much for your time, as always. Right, let's take our first break. We'll have a quick turnaround, and then hopefully we've got Mike Ingram.